Good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Matot Masay. So, we have a very nice sugi going on for today. As you well know, by the way, very interesting, the one and only explicitly mentioned yartzeit in the Torah is in this week's Parashat. What's the only explicit yartzeit in the entire Torah? I don't know, Quinn. B'chodesh ha-chamishi, b'echad l'chodesh. So that's the only, even though we know a lot of other yartzeits in the Torah, aval, the only one it says specifically in the Torah is his. And Matot Maseh always falls out the week of Rosh Chodesh Av. Even when it's either Matot Maseh or only Maseh Tov, the Kitzer, we know that Rosh Chodesh is this coming Wednesday. Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? So, Wednesday. So that means that Leminag HaSfaradim, we know that there are various levels of mourning the Churban Bet HaMikdash. And one of them kicks in, right? We're already in Binim Tzadim, so there's already a few things that are already in motion, the music and shefianos and stuff like that. We shift gears on Rosh Chodesh. There are more things that kick in. Now, again, there are slight differences of minhagim with regards to eating meat and drinking wine between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. In that Sfaradim, customarily, we still go strong on Basar Vayayin on Rosh Chodesh itself. Ashkenazim actually... Rosh Chodesh is part of the Isur. Once again, the word Isur has to be used lightly because not really an Isur. The Gemara says, Masechet Ta'anit, Daf, Kaftet, the Gemara says that the only Isur, the actual only prohibition for Basar is Saudah Mafsekit of Erev Tish'a B'Av. There are other minhagim, everything else is only minhag. So, by the way, the Rambam brings down that the minhag is to stop eating meat from when? The Rambam in Pirek He, Meilchot, Ta'aniyot al Achavav, he says the minhag is to stop eating meat. Midina minhag shavu ashchal bo tish'a be'av. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Taf Kuf Nun Aleph, or even more machmir than that, the prevalent minhag today is not kedina gemara, the isur is only seudah mafsekit, not kedat Rambam, where he says shavu ashchal bo tish'a be'av. Prevalent minhag is when already from the beginning of the 9 days, yane the day after Rosh Chodesh for the Sfaradim, and from the day of Rosh Chodesh according to Ashkenazim. Said, issue becomes, guess what? So, which means Wednesday, meat's good. Thursday and Friday, not so much. Besides for, let's say, in Shabbat, you taste the tafshin, we'll get to that soon. Shabbat, bevadai. Now, let's assume that you're not, you know, making gundis for an army. But let's say you made, you know, a normal amount of food for Shabbat. Next week, Parashat Devarim, Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. Like any other normal Jewish household, Motzai Shabbat is going, you know, there's plenty of leftovers. I happen to be a big fan of leftovers. Me, right? I am the, you know, some people can't. I know there's a lot of husbands out there and men who are mefunakim, they don't do leftovers. I'm not like that at all. Me and leftovers, very good friends. I'm good like that. I grew up like that. You know, that was one of the things that made my wife fall in love with me. She doesn't have to cook. Kol HaShavua, leftovers, that cook. I'm very good like that. And by the way, I happen to like cold food. I like cold food more than hot food. So I'm like, I'm a dream come true. And Mikitsur, about Shilomo, ¿qué pasa? So he says, you know, Shama Tzochek. So he says, Shilomo, Simon's here. He says hi.
He sent me a link. Thank you, Simon.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just save the link? It's the same link every week.
I get the same address.
They don't do that in Panama. So he says like this, yeah. So I have a lot of South American friends, Argentinians. It's a different brand. In Panama, they make them different, but you know, same idea. Anyway, Bikitsu. So back to the issue at hand, we have the leftovers from Shabbat Chazon. So the Shaila is a very big, I'm sure you've heard this before, the idea, but I want to show you a little bit of nitty gritty in the poskim today. What do you do now? Motzei Shabbat, the Isur kicks back in. So it's a very interesting Isur. It's on, it's off, it's back on. And, well, not Isur, but the Minhag. Let's say Mikocha Minhag. How do you look at leftovers from Shabbat? You have meat leftovers from Shabbat Chazon. What do you do with that? And by the way, this year, Shavua Shechal Bo Tish'a B'Av, the past 2 years, we've had, for the past few years, we've had a few freebies. Last year was one of them. We didn't have any Shavua Shechal Bo Tish'a B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av either fell out on Motzei Shabbat, or on Shabbat it was pushed to Sunday, in which case, according to Maran and Shulchan Aruch, in Shavua Shechal Bo Tish'a B'Av. Now, this year, came back with the vengeance. This year, we have Shavuot Shechad B'Tisha B'Av, the longest it could possibly be, because Tisha B'Av can never fall out on a Friday. Therefore, the latest in the week, the latest weekday that Tisha B'Av can never fall out on is Thursday, which is this year. So you have Shtabach Shemo, all of the dinim of Shavuot Shechad B'Tisha B'Av, whether it's haircuts or laundry or wearing laundry clothes, Rechitza B'Chamin, all of the things that apply Shavuot Shechad B'Tisha B'Av, this year big time. So now, beginning from Motzei Shabbat until Motzei Tisha B'Av, okay, and really even more, the minhag of the Sfaradim is to continue not eating meat the entire day after, which means basically from Motzei Shabbat until the following Leil Shabbat, we're not eating meat. So it's a big zak. So now, what do you do with the leftovers from Shabbat? So this is a question that's already been dealt with extensively. Not in the Rishonim, not one Rishon discusses it, I'll tell you why. Because this whole thing of not eating meat during the 9 days is really shayach l'minhagim. So it's a minhag that's been adopted very strongly among Am Yisrael, and for a person who's healthy, the interesting is a very, very, you know, stark lashon for a person who eats meat during the 9 days when he's healthy and whatever, just because. It shows a lack of, you know, feeling for the Qurban. It's a thing. People accept it and, you know, they deal with dairy and parv and fish and yanin, they said it. But for a person to disregard the minhag is very bad. There are certain people, a woman just gave birth, a person who's sick, children, whatever, for them to eat meat, they said it. It's a different story. But for a person who's healthy and just stump disregards the minhag, that's very bad. It's porish min tzibur. So now, what do you do with this leftover? One of the earliest poskim to discuss this matter at length is none other than Maran Achidah Birkei Yosef, Samantha Kuchmar, Saif Katanbar. The Birkei Yosef brings a discussion about this. And he brings down from several poskim, among them poskim Kadmonim, earlier Acharim, the Shelot Tshuvot Kol Eliyahu, Hagaon Rabbi Eliyahu Yisrael, Rosh Rabbanim Yitzrayim. And Geonim Gdonim, he brings down a few, Rabbeinu Abraham Yitzchakim, brings down others that discuss this. Where in the world would we find something in Shas when we have something like this? We're going to find some sort of remez in Shas to this. So he brings down this Gemara in Masechet Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Ibaylo, Ivrei Besar Nechira Ma." In the Midbar, we know that Mitzvah Shechita only kicked in when Am Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't have Mitzvah Shechita in the Midbar. They had meat, but they didn't have Shechita. The Gemara says, "How would they eat meat in the Midbar if Mitzvah Shechita didn't kick in yet until they entered Israel?" The Gemara says there was something called Nechira, which was kind of gutting the animal, which once they entered Eretz Yisrael, from then until now would be considered Besar Nevela, but that was considered a Heter in the Midbar. That's what they used to do. Obviously, they had to kill the animal because you can't have Ever Minachai, the animal had to be dead. But they used to do this process called Nechira, this Nevelaism. So, the Gemara has a question. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that they had, you know, they brought in some of the stuff from the Midbar. They didn't just leave it there. They brought in a bunch of stuff from the Midbar, including, and by the way, they had this meat salted from the Midbar, and it could have lasted a long time. So when they had this leftover Nechira meat, once they entered Eretz Yisrael, in which case, as soon as they entered, well, really, it's not really as they entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says it wasn't immediately when they entered. It took 14 years, the 7 years of Kibush, 7 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael from the seven nations that lived there, plus another 7 years of Chalukah, of kind of apportioning the land, which Parashah talks about how the land of Eretz Yisrael is apportioned. Right? Mas'ed. Yeah? I mean, Matot and more Mas'ed, the Gvulot and how it goes, and the new, right? We have all the Nisi'im, you know, since Parashat Bamidbar and even beforehand, the Nisi'im always stay the same. All of a sudden, Parashat Mas'ed, we see new people on the scene. Right? Shemuel ben Amihu, all the Achihud ben Kislon, all the new people. You see the new Nesim. So, Aval Mikol Makom, took 14 years. The Gemara says, "Nu, what's with the leftover meat? What do you do with that?" Says Gemara, "Teku, lo yoda." Rashi asks a very interesting question. Says, "Teku." Says, "What do I need to do the teku for? That meat is long gone. It's already gone, right? It's not there. Even when Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, probably wasn't there. You're not going to have meat that stays 14 years, no matter how you preserve it. And if you preserved it for 14 years, it's probably not so healthy." Yeah? You know what the Rambam writes in Hilchot Deot about salted meat and fish and cheese? Whoa. says very detrimental. He says they're almost samamavet. The Rambam says that heavily salted, fatty meat, cheese, and fish, the Rambam says is close to being poison for the body. Anyway, you know, the Rambam has a whole diet. You know that. He doesn't put it down in diet form. It's halachot. It's mamash halachot. And at the end of that, mazin.
Beef jerky. I'm bagging it up. I just made it. Dried meat.
No,
you have one or two.
Yeah, one or two. That one. The Rambam's not a thing. Anyway, Bikitsur. Yeah. Huh? No, sushi matase. The Rambam would not be a fan of sushi. I'm telling you. It's a lot of, huh? It's raw. The chilav, man. Right out of the...
You always
say
to treat it.
What's that? Anyway, Bikitsur. Avan, Mikon Makom. Herring's a different story. Sushi's raw. Herring, we'll talk about. The Rambam wouldn't be happy with herring either. It's heavily salted, pickled, and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, this what Shabbat Kodesh Chatzad, the Gemara says, Masechet Shabbat of Kufitchei, the Gemara says, the minimal amount of Onik Shabbat is what? Kasadar Sina. What's that? Herring, small fried fish. So, Mikol Makom, back to the issue at hand. Rashi says, En bezashu nachkamin ala halacha. We don't have any of that nechira meat left over, so why does the Gemara bring it? The Gemara doesn't talk about things that are not Zeh. Says the Gemara, Drosh v'kabed sechar, says Rashi, Lagdim Torah v'adira. Which means the Gemara's question has zero practical application to us, and the only reason why the Gemara says it is why? Lagdim Torah v'adira. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh on the Spanish, in his Pesachim over there, and for Spirit of Chulin, the Rosh says there is a practical application. Says what? Says, for instance, yeah, person makes a nidir. Yeah? Which parasha would find nidarim in? Where I find hilchot nidarim? Matot! Right at the beginning of parasha. Yeah? All the halachot are coming to fruition this week. So katuv, over there, let's say a person made a nidir from a certain food, mizman yadua. A person forbade himself from engaging in a certain food from a certain time, which means, it's a given time in the future, he's eating this food until that time comes. The time comes and he has some of that food left over. What would be the halacha? Yes, are you, once the time of the nidr kicks in, are you allowed to consume some of that leftover food? Says the Rosh, it would be based on this halacha, based on the kushiyah, the gemara, what B'nai said would have done with this besar nechira, would dictate what the halacha would be with that leftover nidarim food. And he says, what's the halacha? Over there by the nidarim, since you made a nidr over there. So he says, teku. It would be, here, it says over here, yeah, fine. And that would be, take over there by the Darim, it would be Doraita. But over here says, Maran Achida, that since the, over here, this minhag of not eating meat during the 9 days, is it Doraita or the Rabbanan? Simple scheme, bring down a sun minadim, ma sun minadim, right? There's several poskim. Maran Zubon Rechah says, ma pitom, it's not a sun minadim. The only time, like we said, Ba'adama, the only time eating meat is a sun minadim, it's only minhag, minhag Israel, but a minhag. So therefore, we hear, since it's a teku of the Gemara, says Maran Achida, you can apply what the Rosh says over there, and over here also, you had meat left over mehetir from Shabbat, and therefore what? Teku derabanan, what do you say? Lakin, the Rif, the Rambam, they all say teku derabanan, lakin, you'd be able to eat meat anytime. Even during Shavuot Shchag B'Tisha B'Av, as long as the meat was from Seudat Teter, from Seudot Shabbat, obviously it got to be normal, right? You're not, you know, you eat two gundi balls on a Shabbat, and oh, whoops, I happen to have made 20, you know, before Shabbat. You know, yeah? But if you made a normal amount, the normal amount that you usually would, and you had left over, says Maran Achida, based on this Maran, this Rosh, Mutar, all week long. Big as stuff. Yeah, what are you saying, Nathan? Matomya? Talk loud, I want to hear you pin them.
It's a shiloh. The Gemara grew it in the shiloh and texture. So the shiloh is something was prepared and it wasn't hard, it's still hard now, but that texture would not work.
Okay.
But in the rush, it's just an istakatsa, so of course, the istakatsa would be
different. Okay, so your question is a good question, asked in a little bit of a different style. And I'm going, many poskim, now, it's this heter from Maran Achida that he didn't make it up himself, brings down from other poskim, it sounds a little too good to be true, right? Aval, hold up a second. Nathan's asking the question, right? So I want to pose you the question in a little bit of a different manner. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Demai, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Demai, everybody knows, Demai is something the Chachamim were metaken. Who is metaken Demai? Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So he made a takana that what? That whenever you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, you say, Alo, you did Maaser? Says, Baba. How you say trust me in Persian? No, Chubam is for me. Trust me. There's no trust me in Persian? Right? So, said Yochanan Kohen Gadol, for Truma, okay, we'll take it. Why? We believe you, Truma. Over there, Chiyuv Mita, those people were very machmir. Ma'asrot, no. Ma'asrot, we don't believe the Am Haaretz. Takana, that whenever you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, I took off Truma, Ma'asrot. You have to take off Ma'asir again with Ere Bracha. Why? Why with Ere Bracha? Rova Me Haaretz, Ma'asrin Hin. A majority of them do, but because a minority do not, the halacha is you have to take off again. Now, that's during the week. The Mishnah says a situation that a person bought produce from an Am Haaretz, you know, is preparing for Shabbat, was it? Comes time for Shabbat. Oh, Yabba Ali, I forgot to take off Ma'asrot from the Demai, Ketakanat Chazal, and now it's already Shabbat. Are you allowed to take off Tumot Ma'asrot on Shabbat? Ma pitom? Why? What's the Isur? Nir'ah kim takin. Right? It's Nir'ah kim takin. It's not a Dirabban. It's not a Dirabban, right? It's only Isur Dirabban. But you can't do it. Says the Gemara, so what do you do? On Shabbat, when you have your foods, when you have your, you know, your Zachin. What do you do now? You can't take it off. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, very interesting thing. The Mishnah says, what do? You go to the Am Haaretz, you track him down. Let's say you know where he lives. You go to his house. Say, hello, Habibi. I know I asked you before. I'm going to ask you again now. Today Shabbat, Tizahir. Says, did you take off Ma'asir? He says, he swears on his mother's grave that he took off Ma'asir. Whatever that means. I don't know. But he probably, you know, he says, believe me, I took off Ma'asir. Says the Mishnah, you can believe. Why? Am Haaretz lie, but not on Shabbat. There's such a zah. He's not going to lie on Shabbat. The Mefarshim explain, Emata Shabbat Alav. There's an element of Emata Shabbat, which means that he's afraid to lie on Shabbat. On Shabbat, he can believe. For the same reason, Alfasi Zota, which was a perush on brief written by Rama Amipano, Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah Amipano, he says, it's perush on Masechet Berachot on brief over there, he writes, we know that there's a halacha, the person forgets, based on this Mishnah, very interesting halacha. If a person forgets Ritzeh V'Achamitzenu on Shabbat, at least during the first two Shabbat meals, he knows he forgets. What's the halacha? Chozer, right? Halacha Meforeshet Mishpano. Now, what happens if you're not sure? What happens if you finished Birkat HaMazon and you're not sure, you're mesupak if you said Ritzevach Nitzen or not? Says the Alfasi Zotah, and Maran Zbar Barcha and Yabi Omer brings him down to Alachal Ma'aseh, that if a person is mesupak, a person's not sure if he said Ritzevach Nitzen on Shabbat during the first two Shabbat meals, you don't have to be chosen. Why? We use the same thing, Emata Shabbat Alav. If an Am Haaretz is afraid of Shabbat, Shabbat creates an aura. Yeah? Like a feeling in the air. So much so that even Am Haaretz, who would lie during the week, wouldn't do so on Shabbat, says that Alfasi Zota, that's enough to say also that if you're Mesupak, whether you said it's Tzevach Nitzen or not, this aura, this Emata Shabbat, creates this feeling that what? Assume that you said it. If you know that you didn't, repeat. If you're not sure, Safek, don't repeat, assume that you said it. So, says the Mishnah, this thing that we believe the Am Haaretz only applies for when? On Shabbat. Amavdid ben Kodesh Lechor, Motzai Shabbat comes, what do you do now? Same produce! You have to take off Ma'asrut. Hey, wait a second. Based on this, why don't we say, by the Mishnah says Mifurash, Motzai Shabbat, you got to take off Ma'asrut again. Hey, wait a second. Didn't you tell me it was Mutar on Shabbat? So what happened? He told the truth on Shabbat, we believe you on Shabbat, and Motzai Shabbat, we don't believe you again? If he's lying, he's lying. He's telling the truth, he's telling the truth. Zeh nigmar. No, so what's the reason there? Many posts can bring down, what do you see from there? Why don't we say, Ho'il ve'ishtere ishtere, like we say by Besan Nechira, possibly. Once it's mutar, lebu mutar forever. You see from that Mishnah, you don't say that. Why? What's the difference? Because by that demai, when Shabbat began, was that permissible produce? No. It entered Shabbat how? Asur. It entered Isur. Special heter, the Chachamim came and said, okay, on Shabbat, we'll say it's mutar. Motzei Shabbat kicks in, what do we say? it'll go back to its previous isur. Aha! Ding! Say the poskim to manan achida. Why in the world would you say ho'il beishtere yishtere based on the gemara of nechira, buy meat that's left over from Shabbat chazon for the rest of the week? Hare, when Shabbat entered, was that meat mutar? No. Before Shabbat, it was still asur. Shabbat came, became mutar. Shabbat ends, based on the Mishnah and Demai, what should we say? Back to Yisur! Lama manan achida matir? The sheila chazaka me'od. Many poskim ask this question. They ask an even stronger question. For those of you who are familiar with some of the sugiyot, and you read the Asman Kufi Gimel, at the end, the very last sa'if, which we'll see soon, sa'if Kufi Gimel, Yishul Akum, you know it. Yishul Akum, you know it. He says, yeah? Oh, Efo David Chan. Efo. Come, come up here. Yonatan is something else. I'm working on that. David Chai. You know, that was our first ever thing. About, in kol makom, listen to this. There's machloket. We know if a person's ill on Shabbat, chole, afilu she'en bo sakana. If yesh bo sakana, mechalalim, we just saw it this past week. Chole, yesh bo sakana, even Jews go to be mechalal Shabbat for him. Not only Jews, gdolei ador mamash. Go to run, yeah? B'chol abal yimalech, ki'ilu shofech damim, says manan. It's iman, shin kafchet. That if a person comes to ask, Kol, your coin, you have to have hot blood. Man yishcha. What it? In Bet HaMikdash, it's freezing. Hello, Bet HaMikdash, you have marble floors. It's cold. You're walking around barefoot. Nachon, aval ata, lo. Practice. Did you get the sefer Avodat HaKohanim? Yeah. Kol yom. Yeah? Anyways. Bekitzur, aval mikol makom. At the end of the day, the Rashba says you have a person who's chole she'en bo sakana, he needs a soup on Shabbat. What's the halacha? Can a Jew cook it for him? No. What about a goy? It's the mutar. So, he cooks him a soup, he eats it, the sefer. Motzei Shabbat comes. What's the halacha with this soup? Says the Rashba. Okay? Well, let's start the other way. Says the Ra'ah. Since Ra'a in Bet Kabayit, Ra'a Rabbeinu Aharon Levi, he writes that this soup on Motzei Shabbat is mutar not only to the chole, it's mutar to everyone else as well. Why? Since the soup was cooked be'etir, it's mutar for everybody. And the Rama, at the very end of Siman Kufi Gimel, you read the Ra'a, paskins like that Ra'a. And then all of the Acharonim make a pile on this Rama. They just like jump. The Shach, the Taz, Bayretev, Knesset Gdola, like jump on this Rama. And say, Lama, Lama Kacha, the Rashba, the Ran, Rov Kechol Rishonim argue on the Ran and on the Ra'a. And you know what they say? Motzei Shabbat, not only is this food not mutar to everyone else, even to the Chole himself. After Abdullah, the Chole wants a soup, we say the Chole, Asur Lecha. Hey, I'm still Chole. Now you can make a new one be'etir. You don't need to go anywhere. It's a bishul akum. It's a throw it out. Asur even to the chole atzmo. Hey, wait a second. What's the obvious question here? Why don't we say over there, ho'id be'yishtereh yishtereh, once it was made, be'etir, when the goy cooked it on Shabbat for the chole, was that ma'aseh etir yet? So why doesn't it spill over to Motzei Shabbat? And we hold, by the way, we do not hold like the Ramah. We hold like Rov HaRishonim, like the Rashba, like the Ran. That it's asur afilu lachole atzmo, even bigger fiyush. In Shelot Tshuvot Nechpa Bakesef, written by one of the Rabbanim of Maran Achida, Gaon Rabbeinu Yonan Navon. He says, let me tell you something else. He says, I'll tell you an even bigger fiyush according to the Rashba and the Ran. And he says as follows. He says, let's say, sometimes all it takes is a little bit of chicken soup. Chicken soup, gefilte fish herring, cures the soul. What happens? The guy was sick in his skin on Shabbat. Yeah. Overdosed on Chodesh. Yeah, he fell ill. Ma'osim, you call a goy, Osim, he makes some chicken soup on Shabbat. Yeah? Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihim. He sat down on Shabbat, he's going to cook him the chicken soup. Ah, ishtabach shemo. Chazar le'atzmo, he feels better. Says the Nechpa v'kesef, Rabbi Yonan Avon, not only does the soup become asur to the patient on Motza'e Shabbat, if he gets better on Shabbat, it becomes asur to him immediately on Shabbat. Boom! What's going on with Hoyin Bishtere Yishtere? Says a Gaon Rabbi Shlomo, Hakohen Mevilna, in his Chesek Shlomo, says something huge. He says, you know why we don't say Hoil v'Yishtereh Yishtereh over here? Exactly like we said before, on that Mishnah Masechet Demai. Over there by Besar Nechira, that was Mutar always. There was never an Isur on that Besar Nechira, and the Isur only kicked in where? When they entered Eretz Yisrael. So over there, Tshayach to say, Hoil v'Yishtereh Yishtereh, once it was Mutar, let it stay Mutar. Over here, this Bishul Akum was Asur to everybody, including the patient. Guess what? It's Shabbat, we have no other recourse. We'll let him. But when something's Asur, then becomes Mutar, then it passes, we don't say Hoil v'Yishtereh Yishtereh, we say, Yachzor l'Isuro HaRishon. Let it go back to its original thing. And based on this, the Nechbava Kesef and all these other poskim question Maran Achida, question the Kol Eliyahu, question Rabbi Avraham Yitzchaki, Gedolei Olam, who allowed the leftover meat from, right? Say, no Gandhi Boz, Motzei Shabbat Chazon for you. None of that. Says why? Says, it was Asur, became Heter. Once the Heter passes, it should go back. L'Isuro HaRishon. There's a very big kushiyot chazakot me'od me'od. Now, the Kol Eliyahu, who was, remember, Rabbi Eliyahu Yisrael, where was he from? Rosh Rabbeinu Mitzrayim. He was one door after the previous Chachmei Mitzrayim, Rabbeinu Avraham, Shelot U'Tshuvot, Ginat Vradim, Gion HaGionim. He was one generation after Maran. Ginat Vradim. His Talmid was Rabbeinu Yeshua Shababa. Baal Mechaber Sefer Shelot U'Tshuvot Perach Shoshan. So, the door right after them was Rabbeinu Eliyahu Yisrael. So he questioned, he says, hey, wait a second. You want to question me about meat on Motzai Shabbat because you want to say that's not Hoil v'Yishtereh Yishtereh? He says, let me ask you a question. He says, I have a big problem with that. He says, what? Comes out that what would be better, according to this question, which would be more permissible based on this thought process? Meat that's left over from Shabbat Chazon or meat that's left over from Seudat Rosh Chodesh? Think about it for a second. Meat that's left over from Shabbat Chazon, let's say on a year like this year. Isur kicks in on Thursday and Friday, Mutar on Shabbat, Mutzai Shabbat, right? So Shabbat Chazon, or meat that's left over from Seudat Rosh Chodesh? Why? Rosh Chodesh, what's the difference? It was Mutar Milchatchila. So he says what? Which should be more Mutarable? Meat from Seudat Rosh Chodesh Av should be more Beheter than meat from Seudat Shabbat. And says that, right, that's the Svara. And says the Kol Eliyahu, he says that makes no sense. He says people are going to laugh at it. He says, what does that mean? That Seudat Rosh Chodesh is holier than Seudat Shabbat? Not pitom. Seudat Rosh Chodesh is Reshut. Seudat Shabbat is Chova. So how can you say that? He says, it doesn't make any sense. Number two, I want to tell you something.
Are we allowed to
No, not prayer. We want to know if it's Heter. Heter. Mutar Asu. Now listen to this. There's a Shelot U'Tshuvot Yad Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Milublin. There's something very interesting. It says, a very interesting situation. Siman Samach Dalet. He asks the question according to Ashkenazim, what happens if a man was eating, right? Let's say a man was eating Mishire Ishto. Now, Bimeh Tum'ah, Ben Ish Le'ishto, Ashkenazim Machmir, not to eat from the leftovers of a person's Nida wife's food. Kach Minhag Ashkenaz. Sfaradim lo kacha. Da'at Sfaradim is that you're allowed to eat from her leftovers, but shavim elu va'elu, that you can't drink from her leftover beverage. Okay, that's kiruba da'at. But, Shulchan Aruch and Siman, where would I find all of the dinim in harchaka? Bimei Tum'ah, Siman, Kuvtzadihe. How do you remember Kuvtzadihe? Echtech, tizkor et zeh. Katze. What's a katze? Edge. You read the Asiman Kuvtzadihe, 195. You remember? When Am Yisrael were by Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, be careful not to get close to the edge of the mountain and or touch the edge, right? Not go up on the mountain, touch the edge. Ungoa bekatzeo, touching the nida is also one of the Yisurim. Kusadihim, kachazuchrim. Anyway, Yitzur, remember, tell Ariel also, had you read Hilchot Dagim, and you read the Adus, this is Maran Zechon Rabah. Pegimam, how do you remember the halachot of kosher and non-kosher fish? Yore de'ah 83, pegimal. Why? What's pegimal? Gimal peg, gefilte fish, right? That's the quintessential Jewish food. So he says, yeah.
Rabbi, if someone buys If someone buys the sauce, buys the sauce, if someone pays for extra sauce on the side, does it become usur to other people or only him?
It depends if you're using that sauce. It's like crane for the gefilte fish. So then you can muftchor on the crane. So now listen to this. So, you know what's muftchor? Anyways. Anyway, the kitzur, Roy, come here, look at his bankroll. Aval, mikol makom.
Is it a different picture? It's the same one.
Okay.
What is it?
Anyway, the kitzur, Rabotai, back to this. Let's say according to the Sfaradim, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi, a person is only not allowed to drink from his leftover wife's, tameh wife's drink, in her presence. Okay? In her presence. Now, let's say, I give you a situation as follows. Person's drinking, leftover, he knows this is leftover from his wife. Okay? She's not here. He's drinking. He's drinking. All of a sudden, she walks in the room. Does he have to stop or can he continue? What's that?
Does she know?
No, he knows. He knows. Does she know she drank from him? Huh? He's drinking from his wife's leftover drinks, which is asur binat tum'ah in her presence. He started drinking when she's not here. It's a heter gamur. She walked in the door. He's drinking. What do you say? Oh, he says. Do you say ho yishtere yishtere over here? When she's not here, it's heter gamur. When she's not here, it's heter gamur. Listen very carefully. He brings a raya. Brings a raya. In Siman Kuf Sadi Kuf Samach Chet in Orachaim. What is Kuf Samach Chet in Orachaim? B'tziat Abat. Pat and Pat Abakit B'kisni. Seife, the Shulchan Aruch says, we know that there's an order of priority, which bracha, which kind of bread gets Birkat HaMotzi. Right? Whole versus broken, white versus black, clean versus not clean. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's say, in general, I'm a person who's makpid on Pat Yisrael, yeah? And I have dark, not clean Pat Yisrael versus nice, clean, beautiful Pat Akum. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in my own home, what do you do? Shulchan Aruch says, Miforash, take the Pat Akum off the table, put it away somewhere in the kitchen so that it's not on the same table, and make a bracha on Pat Yisrael, and then that's the way you get around it. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, there's an exception to that rule, which is, let's say, I'm the Baal HaBayit, I'm Makpid on Pat Yisrael, but I have a guest who eats Pat Akum, yeah? So, and I have, same situation, black or dirty Pat Yisrael, and nice, clean Pat Akum. Says the Shulchan Aruch, since I am going to feed my guest the Pat Akum during the meal, and that's not a problem because he eats it, and since my bracha has to cover the guest, my bracha has to cover the guests over there, says the Shulchan Aruch. Because of that, I am allowed to be botzeh. I'm allowed to make my bracha on the clean pat akum. Now, and you're allowed to eat from it during the bracha when you make a botzeh. And says the Shulchan Aruch, once there's a ter bitzoa to make a bracha and to eat the hamotzi piece from the pat akum, guess what else becomes mutar for the Baal HaBayit, who's usually makfid for the rest of the meal? Says, Manan Mutar, Alcham Foresh Shulchan Aruch. He says, oh, what do you see? So to over here when the wife walks in the room. Wait a second. Says the Yad Eliyahu. And if you're going to say no, over there is better. He says, over here, maybe it's not so. Over there, it was Asur to begin with, became Mutar because of the guest. Over here by the water is Heter Gamur. He says, Heter Gamur is even better. Heter Gamur is even better to say, Oy Mishtere Ishtere. Says Maran Achida and Birkei Yosef on this Yad Eliyahu, he calls the time out on this Yad Eliyahu. He says, "Lo nachon." He says, "Long b'shezach." He says, "When is it easier to say Hoyin b'yishterei yishterei when it was originally mutar, like everybody's saying originally?" Says Maran Achida, He argues on his Rebbe. He says, "When is it easier to say Hoyin b'yishterei yishterei? Not when it was always mutar." When it was mutar and then became asur and you want to be matir again, when can you say ho'il b'mutar? When there was an element of isur there and then it became mutar, it's easier to say ho'il b'yishtere yishtere. The chida and all the poskim who say like Maran achida, also hold that that's the longest. Opposite, not like his Rebbe, Rabbi Yonatan Navon, not like all of the Makshim, not like the Cheshek Shlomo, and not like the Yad Eliyahu, Maran Achida fundamentally disagrees with their longest. And he says that it's easier to say, Ho'im v'yishtireh yishtireh, not when it was always mutar, but when it was mutar and then became asur. Why? Because when can you say mutar? Since it was mutar, it's mutar. When can you say that? When you're matir the isur. Yeah, that's the idea of yours. Chidush gadol. And now we understand why Yishtel Tzui says over here, why is Maran Achida so accepting of that svara by metering the 9 days, by Motzei Shabbat Chazon? Because he says, that's exactly why I'm Mekev. Since it encountered an Isur before Shabbat and had a Heter, that's even more of a reason, says the Birkei Yosef, to allow the meat after Shabbat. Ledina, the Magen Abraham, writes something very interesting. What would the Magen Abraham hold with the Sfita? Who's the Magen Abraham? Is it? Rabbeinu Abraham Alevi Gumbiner. Yeah? Where was he from? Not far. Kalish. It's Kalish. Kalish. Yeah, it's like... They don't do Chorosh, they do Chalant. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this. The Magen Abraham writes, with regards to this minhag of not eating meat during the 9 days, says, let's say a person on Shabbat, bevaday, all the poskim bring down. I heard a very disturbing minhag yesterday. Very, very, very disturbing. I'll tell you. We know during Shabbat Chazon, let's say a person wants to be machmir. Next Shabbat, the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. Let's say a person says, no, I want to be machmir, and because of the three, because of the nine eat meat on Shabbat Chazon. Is it machmir? Is it chamor? Why? It's a zilzul b'Shabbat. You have to eat meat. You have to go out of your way and eat meat on Shabbat. I heard there's such a minhag among a certain community that they don't eat meat during the entire Shiva. Huh? No, forget about the 3 weeks. During Shiva, during Avelut, they don't eat meat. So first of all, that's Negin Dina Gemara. Dina Gemara is when's the only time you're not allowed to eat meat? Aninut until the Qur'an. Not only that, the poskim say that the first meal, when the person comes back from the Bet Kvaros by the Sudat Abra'ah, you're supposed to give him basar v'yayin le'echol, already in his Avelut, kedeh liyashev, kedeh l'ashiv et nasho, which means in order to calm him down. Basar yayin calms a person down.
You heard about this minhag this week, Rabbi?
I heard about it this week. And not only that, besed, and then they said, and even the Shabbat during the Shiva and basar. What's the minhag is it? What's the minhag? It's a minhag ta'ut. It's not nachon. Minhag utiyot gehinam. Yeah? You have to be, it's a zilzul b'Shabbat. No. Out of reverence. Why did it? There's a lot of minhagim. People take, right, by certain, it's unbelievable. People wait, when people die, it's like party time. That's like, they wait for people to die so they can like celebrate and whatever. They do all sorts of things. Sometimes, no, out of respect to the person, we're not going to meet on Shabbat. Out of respect to, what about respect of Shabbat? How does Shabbat the respect of the person? There's so many other things. What about all the other things that are not Nohed B'Shabbat? Yes, there are certain Dine Avelut that are Nohed B'Shabbat. Avelut B'Tzim'ah. What about Avelut B'Farhesia? A person wants to go out and, no, out of respect, we're going to go out with the ripped clothing. This is Asun. This is Zilzul B'Shabbat. Asun La'asot Kacha. So that's Minhag. It's Minhag B'Ta'ut. Mish Yesh Rata Minhag Azeh Shaneta Minhag. Yeah? Aval, that's with regards to that. Now, whatever it is, I want to say the Magen Abraham because I have to get to the Parsha Shiri. Magen Abraham says something very interesting. On Shabbat, Bevaday Shabbat Chazon, everybody eats meat. En bezeh shum safek ba'olam. What happens if a person's sitting down to eat Seudah Shlishit, he's eating a little bit later, and he wants to eat meat at Seudah Shlishit? Can you eat meat at Seudah Shlishit on Shabbat Chazon? Vaday! Says the Magen Abraham.
Wait, why can't you eat meat on Shabbat? On the Seudah Shlishit? I don't understand.
Hold on. You have to eat double. So now, listen to
me. Rabbi, you have to pray early mincha so you can hit up two different shuls for two different seudah shlishits.
Mute. How do you say mute in Persian?
Saket bosh.
Does that work? Okay, that's it. Good. Anyway, Bekitzur, Magen Avraham says, let's say I'm having a later Suda Shlishit, and Rova Kahal, most of the city, most of the Bet Knesset already prayed earlier Arvit, which means an earlier Arvit, and I want to sit down a few minutes after Shkia, they already prayed Arvit. Says the Magen Avraham, kiss your meat at Suda Shlishit goodbye. The Isur based on Minhag of Basar kicks in based on Rova Tzibur. Based on that Magen Avraham, what would you think he holds about eating? He's not talking about leftover, but what would he hold about eating meat by Seudah Rabi'it according to that Magen Avraham? It's over. Now, many poskim disagree with this Magen Avraham. The Kol Eliyahu says that even according to the poskim who say it's asur to eat the leftover meat from Shabbat, that's only the rest of the week. What about for a person who wants to eat leftover meat by Seudah Rabi'it? Says Kol Eliyahu is a mutar. Why? He says Seudah Rabi'it is one of the Seudot Shabbat. How do we know that? Even though it's after Shabbat, it's one of the Seudot Lichvot Shabbat. There's a machlok in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph between Manan and Rama, whether or not to drink the wine from Havdalah. Vedat Asfaradim, bevadai, bevadai, you drink the wine, Motzei Shabbat. In position seven. Ashkenazim, a different minhagim. Ashkenazim, either they give it to a kid, or they make it on beer. So how come over there? Says the Kol Eliyahu something geoni. He says, there's a difference between Seudah Rabi'it and Havdalah. What is it? Seudah Havdalah is not Kvod Shabbat. Havdalah is only to allow me to eat. It's a heter. It's a function to allow me to eat and drink, because without Havdalah, I can't eat and drink. Seudah Rabi'it is not just, it's a Seudah Lichvod Shabbat. And even the Ramah would be osir over there by the wine of Havdalah, would be heter meat by Seudah Rabi'it. Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi writes that even for those who are osir, he says the same thing. You can eat meat, especially if it's leftover meat from Shabbat Chazon, by Seudah Rabi'it, especially if you're a person who usually eats meat by Seudah Rabi'it. You see people, next week, all of a sudden, you see people get off room. Yeah, they wanna be makpid on basar, on by Seudah Rabi'it. Huh? But usually people eat pizza, Motzei Shabbat. This week, they're gonna have meat pizza, lachmajin, right? They're gonna have the, not this week, next week. You know what's lachmajin? You do lachmajin? You don't do it? No, I said it. Okay.
Rabbi, I heard on Shabbat that Rabbi is hiring and because you're so sad that Shabbat ended, you want to feel more pain.
Hey, does this rule only apply?
I'm not over meat on Shabbat, or also going to
So, Ledina, Manan Tzachon Abrecha brings this down, Chazon Abadiyah, and he says something very interesting. He says, there's plenty of poskim, especially over here. It's not even Yisud Rabbanan. It's only a minhag according to the letter of the law. If a person on, you know, for Monday night dinner, not this coming week, but the week after, wants to have leftover gandhi balls or choresh from Shabbat Chazon, meikaradim, mutar, it's mutar. It's mutar. Even on Monday. En bezebaya, because you have plenty of poskim or matir, because voil beishtere, ishtere. However, like we said, it is subject to machloket poskim and the whole lumdus of the sugya over there. Person wants to be stringent, better, you know, better to be stringent. But yesh lanu mani smoch v'machmir tavo alav
bracha. But to the children, you could give it, Rabbi.
Maze.
To the kids.
Kids, you can give basar anyway, even fresh meat. Kids nowadays are very weak, so you're not supposed to. You're supposed to give them during Shavuot, during the 9 days. You give kids meat.
But is there age of chinuch that kicks in for this?
No, no. Even if nowadays, Manan Zichron Lecha writes that for kids, even if they reach age of chinuch, you know, we're a bunch of wusses, right? This is the wuss generation. You don't give a kid, you don't give him a sandwich from the subs, so he falls apart. Yeah? So, right, Joe? Sometimes the adults too. Yeah? Bekitzur, aval mikol makom, person wants to be samech, echol ismoch. But for Motzei Shabbat, person wants to have it by Seudah Rabi'it, od yoter mal ismoch, on the Kol Eliyahu, Rabbi Chaim Palachi, huh? Even regular, and especially if it's leftovers, especially if it's leftovers on Motzei Shabbat, bevadai, knock yourself out. But again, you know, no. It's got to be regular. It's got to be regular amount. Got to be, you know, sof ma'aseh b'machshavah techilah, k'meik, whatever. And if you have leftover, you have leftover. Tov. Rabotai, I'm going to stop this recording right now and move on to Chumash. Stay right where you are.